I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands of people are still missing in Nepal as aid begins trickling into remote areas after last week's earthquake. Wycliffe Associates Nepali staff are helping in a community north of Kathmandu where 70% of it was destroyed. They're providing food and tents for now, but also...
The real challenge for anyone on the ground there is to balance the immediate response, the compassionate response that's called for in this kind of an urgent situation against the long-term ministry needs and ministry impact that's going to change things for the long haul.
Pray wisdom for the ministry teams as they figure out how best to help in the days ahead. Next, it's a rough world out there for kids, and yet God is at work. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says they're holding a global day of thanksgiving and prayer tomorrow. As Kids Alive workers meet the physical needs of vulnerable kids and share the hope of Christ, young lives are forever changed.
God alone who transforms lives. Kids that have been exposed to witchcraft and kids who come from the streets and exposed to all kinds of terrors, they come into our programs and we've really seen their lives turned around.
Find more at missionnews.org. And everybody's made in the image of God, but sometimes it's hard to see that, isn't it? In Uganda, people with disabilities are seen as burdens, even curses. But a refuge home linked with Africa Inland Mission serves and loves kids like this. As God's love is shared, transformations are taking place. The children are learning new skills. Townspeople are seeing that these kids are created equal and loved by God. More stories of how transformations are taking place at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which begins June 18th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.